Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You packed for your trip, Hugh?
Not yet. As a matter of fact, I just found out there's a lot going on this weekend in Georgia.
What do you got going on?
Like, you know, like,
so listen, you're heading down to the Hall of Fame, right?
I'm going for the Black College Hall of Fame weekend this weekend. But I just found out that this weekend is Seersuckers and Sundresses.
What?
Yeah. And you know how much I've talked about Seersuckers and Sundresses here on the station.
Well, sundress season is one of your favorite seasons.
Listen. So it's being held at the Home Depot parking lot or the Home Depot backyard at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Joe.
I'm looking.
I need to figure out what I'm gonna wear though. Cause it's a event to be had. I'm gonna bring y'all into that too. If I can get in, because I'm working on tickets right now, because it's sold out. So I don't know how I'm gonna get in as of right now.
Yeah, you need to dress the right way for this.
Yeah, no, I got a Seersucker outfit at the house now. I'm gonna go ahead and break that thing. I don't know. Now here's the kicker.
Yeah.
I got two things going. It's shredding season.
Mm-hmm.
But we ain't wore this suit in a while, so it might, you know what I mean?
Have you shredded enough?
Oh, yeah. We about to, Joe, you already know what it is. We about to find out, because that mug might be a little snug. If it's a little snug, then I ain't going, because I ain't about to be out there looking like, you know, big black dude in a Seersucker suit looking real uncomfortable. I ain't about to do that. But
well, for show content, please go and take photos.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try. But it's looking like, you know, I'm working the phones. It don't look like, you know, it might be a little tough.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas is looking for a Seersucker this weekend as he heads down to Georgia. Hugh's clues. We got an incredible prize to give away today, and Hugh, I believe the people need a third clue here. Is we're giving away a pair of tickets to see a special concert put on by the Eagles and the Man and NFL Films coming together July 24th. It is a celebration of the 2024 Eagles called a championship season at the Man Center. It's hosted by Merrill Reese. You see highlights of the team last year, a concert displayed on three giant screens. It's going to be a really awesome night. Merrill's hosting it, and you could be there. And we're looking for your answer for Hugh's clues. All right, so why don't you roll through the clues? Number one was
Number one clue is This city is on my road trip. I'm going to pass through this one on my road trip. And if you watched yesterday's show, you kind of got a clue.
And even if you didn't watch, we kind of referenced it. You might have heard it.
Yeah, you heard the reference to it. Okay, this is third clue. Y'all ready for this one?
Ready.
This is a college town.
All right, clue number three.
That should get it. The next person, that they should get it.
Well, there's quite a few colleges on the way between here and Georgia. So we'll see. We'll see where people come down. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop it. All right, we'll get to the phones in a second here. But first, we got to hear this. This was Saquon Barkley on the Greenlight podcast with Chris Long. And I kind of was taken aback when I heard it as they were talking about Saquon's future. And, you know, how long he's going to play in the NFL. Here is Saquon on the Greenlight podcast.
So fast forward to however long you want to play. You're one of the best ever, maybe the best ever. Do you want to be like an Aaron Donald where AD says, hey, I want to get out of here playing at the highest level. I want to leave a little early. Or do you imagine yourself as one of these guys that wants to do it until the wheels fall off?
That's a great question. I'll probably be one of those guys that it would be out of nowhere. Like, I'll probably just wake up one day, whether it's next year or 2 years or 4 years, like, and just be like, yeah, it's over. I don't think I will ever lose that passion. The competitive nature is always going to be there, but you know, I like probably my favorite player of all time is Barry Sanders. So probably similar to that. Maybe one day, like, it'll be out of nowhere. I'll probably be balling and just be like, yeah, call it quits.
All right, so the overarching idea of it, okay, that's the way he wants to go out, which every player has their own way, right? Some guys hang around. Some guys try to stick around. There's Adrian Peterson was signing with the Lions practice squad like 2 years ago. And then some players more like Barry or just Aaron Donald, and they call it quits, you know, more quietly and out of nowhere. But you know what struck me about that?
What's that?
Well, when he was kind of just going through in his mind on when that day could happen, he didn't say a few or 5 years from now. He said a year or two or 4 years. Like,
yeah, because
a year?
He's 6 years in, Joe, seven, right?
This will be his eighth year.
Okay, so that's a lot for a running back. Like, how many running backs you know that play at that level for 10 years?
Not many. But he is doing it.
Well, and look at it like this. And I think, like, from his words, it's safe to say that, next year might be the last year. It all depends on how the year goes. I look at Saquon as a unicorn in so many different ways, but this is the way that is fitting for this conversation that we're having. He has put himself in rarefied air. Listen to the way, Chris Long was talking to him.
Mm-hmm. Like one of the great.
Like, you went from a first round draft running back that people, you know, they had different thoughts about you. Off injured running back, was okay, not that great. In one season, you're considered one of the greatest running backs to ever play the game in 1 year.
Do you put him there already, or does he got to do it one more time?
Here's the thing. NFL is not for long. There's a lot that goes on. I'm a long talk, just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
NFL, it's not for long. And that's why when I try to tell people what Saquon has done and what potentially, how he's potentially going to attack this season, it's different. Because you've been grinding and you've been, probably sometimes you self-doubted yourself and things of that nature, and you've been on the Giants teams and they haven't had the greatest teams and everything like that. In one season, you've changed your whole narrative and the way that people think about you. Like, think about that for a minute, people, when y'all listen to me say that. Because that's exactly what Saquon has done. He's changed the narrative. I wish I knew the guy that when I went up there, we went to that little halfway point between Philadelphia and New York, that sat there and he was adamant about Saquon was a bust and how he was going to not be that great running back this year and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to talk to him now and ask him that question. Because Saquon has changed the narrative in the way that people feel about him. He really, really has. So when you talk about that, Joe, and you talk about striking while the iron's hot, he's probably never – like, no, he's not no probably to it. He's never going to see the season that he had last year. He's never going to see that exact season again. So why not leave on top of the game? Because the thing that I know about people is this. You're only as good as your last game. His last game was the Super Bowl, and he won. You know what I mean? And he's going to ever forever be known as the backwards hurdle dude. So what? Where is it to go after that?
Well, there is more to his legacy. I mean, he could become one of the few greatest running backs of all time. If he keeps stacking the season he had last year.
With that being said,
if.
How many more seasons, Joe? How many more seasons that he has to have that compares to the season that he just had that I just told you he's not going to have again? How many more seasons does he have to have?
If he has two more, and I don't think he's going to have exactly the amount of yards, but if he has two more like last year, he's an all-timer.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Two see, more? That would see, be that would he? I gotta look where he is right now in all-time rushing yards. But if he has two more 2,000-ish yard seasons, he's an all-timer.
That's crazy. I think he would be. I'm not denying.
How many Terrell Davis have? 4, 5.
Yeah, I'm not denying that because Terrell didn't play that long.
Mm-mm.
But Terrell played on a team that, like you said, they went back to back.
Well, we might go back to back.
Yeah. So,
and it's not easy to go back to back. We established that.
We already know it ain't easy to go back to back. So I look at that and. It's probably smart for him to start thinking that way because you're looked at totally differently. You're looked at differently than you were a year before.
Well, there's another thing that came to my mind. If he's contemplating a retirement sooner than we expected, you know what we need to do?
What's that?
We need to not worry about the future. I heard yesterday the afternoon show was talking about, hey, we signed him to a new contract. I want him to be healthy and upright in 27 and 28. If he's already thinking about
he's talking about leaving already.
Then give him the ball. Make sure you give him the ball a lot this year. And let's whatever he has left, how many years he has left, how many carries he wants to have before he hangs him up. Let's get the most out of him. That you know, when Kyle played it'd be one thing if he said. At a couple years, right? Or a few years, or three or 4 years from now, I'm just going to say goodbye and no one's going to expect it. Kyle, he did say, the first thing he said is a year or
that's
two.
That's what stuck out to you,
a
huh?
Year?
Yeah. A year can't
just got started here.
Just paid him $20 million. I can't have a year.
Strike while iron's hot.
Can we get that money back for the next couple years?
You talking about giving some bread back?
Well, they gave him all this money for the next few years.
Listen to what you just
he's
said.
He's talking about leaving.
Give back some money? Who does that? Like the kids say, where they do that at? Where they get back money.
All right, so Saquon right now has 7,216 career rushing yards. If we give him two more seasons similar to last year, he would vault to about the top 20 all-time in rushing yards.
Yeah. Top 20.
Yeah, if he has two more seasons like he just had.
Mm-hmm.
He would be in the yardage mark around OJ, John Riggins, Fred Taylor, Thurman Thomas, kind of in that range if he has two more.
I mean, that's doable. I see what you're saying. That's doable.
You know, every time I look at this list, I don't think anyone is. Is anyone ever going to come close to Emmitt Smith? 18,000 yards?
All time. That would call him all time.
So Derrick Henry's been going for a while, right? And he's pretty consistent. He's still 7,000 off the pace of Emmitt Smith. It's an incredible number.
And he does a tremendous job of keeping himself healthy.
But do you think Derrick Henry has 7,000 more yards left in his body? I would say probably not.
The way he runs,
Maybe 5,000. I don't know about 7. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's quickly grab Cowboy Jim. Cowboy Jim, what's up?
Emmitt Smith will never be. No one will ever pass that. He's the greatest of all time.
Well, he's not the greatest. He's hit the most yards.
And
he's not better than Jim Brown. He's not better than Sanders.
Greatest of all time.
You think he's a better runner than Jim Brown? Like, why do you lie to yourself?
Well, if Jim Brown would have maybe played like 5-6 more years, let's see.
Yeah, but Emmitt Smith limping around in Arizona doesn't make him better than Jim Brown.
He wanted to be like Hugh and be an actor. You know, he just was like, I'm done with this football stuff. I'm going to be an actor.
Well, that's true. He did want to do that.
If Hugh's going to do anything for 2 hours anywhere, he's probably either going to go somewhere where he can shower or pick peaches. So he's picking peaches In Chester, South Carolina.
Chester, so that's South Carolina.
You know what, Jim?
Wrong.
If we'd have went with our first clue, he might have been close.
Yeah.
He might have been close.
Yeah, we had a different track, and then we changed it.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So Jim,
well,
you got anything else to address, or you just see?
I'm not going to go see a band called the Eagles or a team called.
Well, you're not invited, and I wasn't giving you the tickets anyway.
Yeah, and listen, and Hugh, don't let that hobbit Chris from Milltown bully you about that picture. Listen, if I'm going to bring Jasmine and Honeysuckle anywhere, I'm going to bring them to see you. I'm going to bring her to see Ike. So don't let him bully you.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we know what you're about, Jim. You're just trying to bribe. You're trying to bribe people to not ripping you.
Well, you can pick on Cowboy Jim. I allow you to do that, Hugh. But you can't pick on Stewardess Jim. Okay, you can't do that.
I got you.
Those are different gyms. All right, Jim. That's enough. Let's get out of here. All right. Let's. Is this who I think it is on the phone next? Is this Dr. Karp? I thought we talked about taking Dr. Karp's calls here.
What are we talking about?
Dr. Karp calling in. Dr. Karp, how are you?
Hi, Joe. Hi, you. Great listening to you guys. It's always refreshing.
Well, we appreciate that. Dr. Karp, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm watching the show on YouTube, and I'm concerned about Hugh again.
Oh, no.
What'd I do?
Oh, no. What's going on with Hugh on YouTube?
He's wearing that dark shirt again, and I'm sure he's being ripped by the you people in the comments, and it's not healthy for him.
Well, Dr. Karp, he obsesses over you people.
I do not obsess.
He's consumed by the comments.
I am not consumed.
There in his head, he told us the other day he woke up thinking about the people.
How I could be annoying.
No.
I mean, it was more me being annoying than anything.
Dr. Karp, you're right about this. He's obsessed.
And he used defense. It is a big adjustment for you guys. Radio is very different than it was even a month ago. You guys are on, it's like being on television every day. Every movement is analyzed. Second guess what you're wearing. So if you're ready, Hugh, we can begin for today. Kyle, start the music.
What are we doing? Wait a minute.
Allow the chimes and the whistles to soothe that craziness living rent-free in your head. Turn off all the demons inside that big bald head of yours. Give permission to your bacon-filled belly to settle in. Stem the growth in your stomach, but not with food, but nourishment of the knowledge of self-awareness.
This is going well. Keep going, Dr. Karp. He's really taken to this.
I feel like I'm being attacked. Mm-hmm.
Time for you to take a look inside. A little self-examination serves everyone well. The Bryce Huff thing. I'm not saying Huff was a bust, but it's probably the worst use of $34 million in the history of the modern world.
Yeah, that was a lot.
We have to learn to let things go. It's probably the New York Jets thing. I know the Jets were the team that drafted you. The first to show you love as a young man. So your intimate connection with that team is understandable. Let's exercise that. Sing along with me. When you're a Jet all the way. From your first cigarette to your last dying day.
Yes, sir.
Get it out of your system. You say it with me. Ready? J-E-T-S. Jets.
Come on, you.
J-E-T-S. I can't believe I'm doing this.
Baby steps. You're probably still clouded by your loyalty to Rich Kotite, one of the worst coaches in NFL history.
Rich Kotite, like, what, 82 now? 80?
Yeah.
Yeah, 80-something.
Plucked you from obscurity in Central State University, Wilberforce, Ohio. You were a big fish in the tiny pond of Mansfield High School. It's okay to be wrong, Hugh. Sometimes it's liberating to admit it. Even Howie Roseman knows Huff was a bust.
Hugh, I hope you're listening, Dr. Karp.
I'm not, but I haven't been wrong.
He's right.
But Hugh, I haven't been wrong,
you,
though, Joe.
You have to be open to change.
Let it go. What have I been wrong?
We don't have enough time in this segment.
We're only thinking of your mental health. You were wrong this morning, stuffing your face with that succulent, thick-cut Hatfield bacon.
Oh, it's never wrong. It's never wrong eating Hatfield bacon. Put some pork on your fork, Doc.
You were wrong when you were choosing to what you're choosing to wear today in front of you people. It's clear that the comments are you're making bad choices. I want to help with that. The shirt you're wearing today is a horrible choice. Is that a hand-me-down?
I like this shirt though. It's the maestro. It's the Incredible Hulk. It's the maestro.
Was it left by a guest in your home? I heard the young man in your development called the show last week. He was trying to make friends with you.
You talking about Skip?
Skip from Claymont.
No, I don't make no friends.
I went to the Claymont Steakhouse, though. It was good.
Hiding behind a black shirt. You need to wear something that will empower you. I see bright colors for you. You considered a bright orange turtleneck?
A bright orange, that is not a beast that's in my repertoire, Doc, but I don't have a problem with orange. I don't have a problem with orange. But a turtleneck, though? It's a little warm.
In the summer, it exudes confidence in the summer.
It definitely does.
Hot turtleneck says, I'm nuts. Watch out. Maybe an aqua-colored power tie.
Would you wear an aqua tie?
I would definitely wear aqua tie.
A cowboy hat. Jimmy Butler rocks a cowboy hat. He looks confident.
Yeah?
He wears a big purple cowboy hat, and he doesn't care what the you people think.
Yeah, I would do
Desmond
that.
Howard. He's not a bigger man than you. Ride into town and shake things up, Hugh. Make sure to tell all the you people who's boss.
I will.
Hugh is the boss.
I will,
Lil
Doc.
Lil Nas X.
No.
He's got a 10-gallon hat.
Oh, yeah,
Lil Nas X.
We're all
Look
inclusive.
Look at how successful he is.
Yes, he is.
He makes a lot of money, and I know that's what you're after.
You know, I think Dr. Kirk's making, this is the most sense I've ever heard of him.
Sense.
Yeah, I mean, usually I don't think he does that at all, but today he does.
Bold cowboy hat will tell the world there's a new sheriff in town.
New sheriff.
I could even make arrangements for you to get a badge. If it had nice, shiny sheriff's badge, just a dollar store badge will do.
I'm okay with that.
This way, I heard a very nice neighbor call in last week. Why don't you engage in your community? When you get home today, before you take your clothes off, you should knock on Skip's door. Bring him a gift of some sort. Maybe cookies or you get product from Hatfield, right? Bring your neighbor some big, fat, thick-cut bacon.
I'm definitely not sharing no bacon.
Would you give your neighbor some of your bacon?
No, I definitely can't have none of my bacon. I don't even like that. It sounds like a metaphor, Doc. I don't know. I'm not sharing my bacon with none of my neighbors.
Come on.
I'm not
You're
a bacon sharer.
A trip. Why not invite Skip on the trip with you?
Oh,
you
I
go
like
to
this.
Bucky's together. Or maybe just bowling. Stop being a loner. Companionship is healthy.
He's bound it down.
To bring your neighbor to the Hall of Fame. He probably looks good wearing his seersucker suit.
Skip would like that.
Yeah. Oh, no. Skip would love it.
No, Skip, me and Skip ain't. We ain't about to be on that time.
He
we ain't on that kind of time.
He would love to share Beaver Nuggets with you. Might be some growth.
These are great suggestions, Dr. Carp. You're really helping Hugh grow today.
No Beaver Nugs for the doc.
Thank you,
no
Dr. Carp. This is good stuff.
I appreciate you, though, Thank Doc. You I will try to take some of this and work it in to my daily affirmations.
Thank you, guys. Again, a $25 copay for today. We take Venmo.
$25? Seriously?
Joe, are we still on for Friday afternoon?
No. We talked about this. No.
Talk about unemotional parenting, right? Bad cop. See you then.
All right, Dr.
Remember Carp. Remember what Albert Einstein always says. Your life is like a bicycle. So please give everyone a ride.
That's enough. That's more than enough from Dr. Carp.
I would have rode him until he told me no.
It's pretty steep. $25
Yeah,
for that?
It was okay until he hit me with the price.
I got to tell you, I never feel like it's worth it after our sessions.
No, we got nowhere with you.
Well, do we ever? I mean, we brought a professional in. We still got nowhere.
I ain't got $25. I had to give my daughter some money last night.
Your pocket's light?
Hey, I don't even want to talk about that. It's like, because you're at that age now when they ask you. It's unfortunate because your kids are still young.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get older and they hit you with that, Dad, can I have some money? And that high pitch, do you see them like they were when they were little? So, yeah, I mean, yeah, so my pocket's a little.
You give cash, you got to Venmo your own kids.
Well,
How does that work?
Like, I saved myself because I had some money in my pocket. So I took that L.
Just with
the money in my pocket.
Because
like the Venmo, now you
that's
you
unlimited. Yourself, yeah, that's just whatever's in the bank account.
You open yourself up. So I just gave her what I had in my pocket.
The good old days, if I only got 30 on me, that's all you could have. Those are over. Now we get the app out. 215-592-9494. All right. We got to give this prize away in the final hour of the show. I'm not sure if it's a full L for Hughes Clues today, but I haven't heard anyone get really super close to the answer. All right. Your guesses. Hughes Clues giving away a pair of tickets, a championship season, the Man Center, the Philadelphia Eagles, NFL Films coming together to celebrate another Eagles championship season. Look, calls on the Eagles here. We'll take your phone calls. Are you expecting a big step back from this defense? I am. Heard Fangio yesterday talking about all the, you know, I was going to say holes. It's more like challenges and differences they have. Safety, edge, up front, corner, every level of the defense, inside linebacker. They've got different guys, and they're missing a lot. I'm expecting a big step back. Hugh isn't. And people think I'm underrating Trey Turner. I totally disagree. I think I'm the most fair and balanced on Trey Turner of anyone around here. Plus, there are some outrageous things, and I mean outrageous things, happening at this station. We got to react to some of the stuff we heard over the last 24 hours, both on the morning show and the afternoon show. We'll hit it with you next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.